It's What's Up Lagos, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready? I know it's raining outside, but What's Up Lagos?
Is it a competition?
That's the energy.
No,
welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Wake up, Lagos. For those who are still rolling under their sheets because rain only fall. Wake up. We're here to wake you up. It's not even the truth. Anyway, welcome everybody. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info and we are live waking you up to responsibilities. I know a lot of people have been awake since 5 a.m. But this music is reminding me of what happened to me last night. Like, I was on Ozumbamba, the way, till midnight. Stuck in traffic. Were you stuck in that traffic last night? It was crazy. I think it even started earlier from 7 p.m. People got home at 1 a.m., 2 a.m. What's going on in Lagos? What's up, Lagos? What's going on? And now it's raining again. Welcome to the rainy season, by the way.
Well,
I hope you have your bata. Because you can't be rocking your good shoes in this rain or your good pants. You know, it's time to roll up a lot of things and get some raincoats, umbrellas, you know, bring them out. I have a special rubber shoe that I wear when it starts raining because I don't want to mess up my shoes. It's somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's somewhere. But good morning, everybody. Good morning, Lagos. I'm Mary Anacon. I'm never doing this alone because the pink-haired girl
is back right here.
Okay. It's good to have you here this morning. How was your evening? How was your evening last night into the night?
Well, it was fine. So my shift ended by 1. I had to go home. And guess what? I left here by 1 o'clock. I got home like 5 because of the rain. So I had to look for somewhere to hide. And then my night was not really nice.
Why?
Because somebody saw, no, it's not as if I'm not a complete woman, but I was cold.
I was very cold.
That's what blankets are for.
Yes.
Blankets are to make you warm.
But then I got good news today.
No? Ooh, tell me about it.
Well, Mary was in Lagos. My friend got engaged. I'm
ooh.
Happy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's up, friend?
Yeah, I'm here.
Congratulations to our friend.
Yes, so our
that friend. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what's up, Lagos? What is happening where you are? But before we go there, I really want to know what's going on Ozumbamba the way. What's happening on the Lekki-Epe Express? I was stuck. I kept trying to understand why we were all stuck on that stretch for hours. I left where I was at 8 p.m. and I couldn't get to my house till about 11 p.m. What am I saying? Past 11 p.m., almost 12 midnight yesterday. And I was wondering to myself, how do we live like this? You know, when they say that the lifespan of the people in Lagos is, I mean, it's pretty short because we spend almost all of our lives in traffic. It's not pretty. It is not even pretty. And coupled with the fact that we do not have fuel, everybody's complaining about the fuel situation. Okay, yeah. People are, you know, trying to mise their fuel and then you burn half of it in traffic. But anyway, I just said to myself, I'm not going to nag this morning. I'm just going to enjoy the cool breeze from the rain.
You said that when you came on radio today, you're going to rant and vent.
I have a little bit because, I mean, do you know what it is to be stuck in traffic? You're hungry, you're tired.
I was telling you yesterday that one time in traffic, I was crying.
I was exhausted. I was so mad that I just stopped talking. Anybody who was trying to call me or chat with me, I was just like, incognito.
I'm telling you.
Because I was thinking about my life. Like, why? Why do I have to do this? Maybe I should just get a driver because this hard life is not for me.
But you didn't think of Jakba?
Nah. I love Nigeria. What's up, Lagos? All right. Are you ready to tell me what you are expecting from today? Anyway, so I was going through social media early this morning and I saw this very interesting thread about what to expect when you get to Lagos.
Mm.
For example, you just come into Lagos, you're like a Johnny Just Drop, and you're wondering, how do I survive in Lagos? There were tips on how to survive in Lagos. But do you have a survival kit of sorts that you would hand out to your friends, your buddies, or family members? Anybody who's coming to Lagos and you're like, guy, you need this, you know, Lagos survival kit. Mm. What would be the makeup of that Lagos survival kit? I want to know. So if you've been living in Lagos forever or you just moved to Lagos, how have you survived? How were you able to survive the madness? The Uber person that brought me today was telling me that, look, madam, you cannot. You look like a gentle lady. Hmm? Gentleness does not work in these Lagos. You.
I don't know you.
I No, you have to be a weary. I'm
say
like,
what?
And you know me, I was trying to be posh. I'm like, oh God, you have to be calm, you know, you don't need to fight. Say, ah, well, the way the mom was saying it, I was just like, and he meant that you have to have a certain level of madness to be able to live in Lagos, to be able to survive in Lagos.
Yeah.
But I want to hear from you this morning. Once again, it's What's Up Lagos. And you know what the passcode is. When you call in, you tell me what it is that will let the door open up for you. And then you can be part of the conversation. So let's go. What do you need to survive in Lagos? I will read out the survival kits I saw on social media. But call us. 465-7190. I'm getting used to these numbers. Don't kill me. 0801-456-7190. And that's for the ladies.
No, I'm not getting it.
014-657-190.
Yeah, and then the 0700-933-933.
Okay, so
we have calls.
I'm still Elena. All right, join the conversation. Hello, good morning. Hello. Somebody's still sleeping. All right, go back to sleep. Hello.
What's up?
Hello. Oh, dear. All right, try calling us back. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. What's your name?
I think the rain
I think
is
it's
not.
The network,
yeah, the rain's just getting to the lines.
Hello?
Please turn off your radio. Thank you very much.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's the passcode?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
It's calling. The time is here.
Oh, the lines are a bit crazy this morning. But don't forget, you can still try calling us. If you can't call us, join the conversation on WhatsApp. You can send us a message on WhatsApp. You can also go on our Twitter handle. Tell us what your makeup kit for surviving Lagos is made up of. What do you tell people to get or know or do to be able to survive in Lagos? How long have you lived in Lagos and how do you survive the craziness of Lagos? I have a whole thread I want to share with you. It's going to crack you up. But first, what's happening where you are? Hello, good morning. Oh dear. Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lego?
Yes. Cheers to life.
Good morning.
Morning to
please,
you.
Please, your radio set, please.
Yeah, I'm calling from Agbadojai.
All right. Lagos. All right, can you turn down the volume of your radio? That way I can hear you better.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, it's really heavy here since morning. Mm-hmm. Everywhere is flooded.
Okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you. Go ahead. How do you survive in Lagos?
Actually, how I survive in Lagos, I'm a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, I don't know. I don't know how other people survive, but to me, I'm a business guy. I'm a hustler.
Yeah, hustler. How do you hustle? How do you go about the hustling? Because you see, as you're a hustler, there are many other hustlers. Whatever that kwekwe means, hustling. Are you on the straight and narrow, or are you the kurukere, or the kwekwe, or the apiam style?
No. I'm not in the apiam style.
Mm.
I'm in the right way.
Mm.
Yeah.
But how do you survive, sir?
Okay, how do I survive? I do buying and selling.
Mm.
I go to Alaba, I get some electronics, and said to my client.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you seem to be on the straight and narrow. Thank you very much for calling. All right. Welcome. Okay. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? What's your name? Where are you calling from? That's so dry. Is it the cold?
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Your What's Up, Lagos is so dry. What's going on? Do we need to pour water on it?
I shouted, What's up, Benipa? What's up to Lagos? So?
Mm-hmm. What's up, Otunu?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can.
You know where they call it, Jora, right?
Yes.
I'm going towards Western Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Get to Jora Loye. These two trailers are trying to romance themselves on that road and they blocked the road. Then I decided to go through Apapa, you know, via National Theatre, right?
Mm-hmm.
To get to around Brewers. I'm telling you, from Apapa, that link is part of the bridge. To connect one to relay that flyover to relay, right?
It's crazy. so sorry about that. It's the problem that everybody seems to be facing these days in Lagos. But for those of you who are just joining us, 99.3 Nigeria Info, and it's What's Up Lagos. We want to know, do you have a survival kit for Lagos? Because you know, as much as Lagos is the center of excellence, it's the center of all the cray-cray.
You
have to have some... special powers.
Say, for example, you have somebody in your village or your town who wants to come to Lagos and settle. The person says, Marianne, you know, I've been thinking about it. I want to come to Lagos. And I'm like, okay, what can you tell me? Well, as you are coming to Lagos, you see that your... I will let it. God will fight for me.
When they go low, I go high.
Bigger person. Well, maybe you should think about it.
Maybe you need to go lower. Anyway, the phone lines are buzzing. Join the conversation. What's up, Lagos?
Okay.
Hello. Oh, hello. Good morning.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Ike. I'm calling from VI.
All right, Ike, go ahead.
Yeah, this Lagos is terrible, but I don't believe in that.
Really?
Because I believe in...
All right, Ike, do me a favor. Ike, please turn off your radio.
All right. Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Yeah. I believe in faith and patience. That's all I always tell my friends. Have patience, no matter what, you know? I came to this Lagos in 2001.
And so, this patience has been...
So faith and
you.
Patience has been what you have used to walk through this Lagos, or through traffic, through all the magu-magu, all the fighting.
I'm a businessman.
All these businessmen.
For 1 year in Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
1 year, a full 1 year. From February to February, it's only my wife that is taking care. And thank God she understands.
They
were telling me, don't worry, BP will write. I said, don't worry, want to kill yourself, see children, you know, that kind of thing. But everything, God answer our prayer and give us that type of job I want.
Thank goodness you have a great wife. God bless her. She's an amazing woman. Thank you for getting us name. Shut off your radio, please.
Hello, Lagos. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Yes, you got it.
Yeah. Good, I'm able to get across to you guys.
All right.
Me, I be B&B Lagos, you know?
B&B Lagos. Is that your real name?
Yeah?
Is that your real name?
B&B, born and bred in Lagos.
Oh, I see. Oh.
Yeah, so be legit. Whatever you are doing, be smart, be brave. You know street. Hey, what's up? You know? You don't be a mugu. Don't be... Swagbe, that's Lagos.
Well,
don't be a swagbe.
Don't be tricky. No, do say you sadi. You know we say you won't do abracadabra. You won't go steal something. You won't go do criminal act. Government day will catch you.
They go catch you.
You go smell her. Lagos is sweet. Yeah, it's straight. Find your way.
Everybody
go see your own. That's so.
Okay.
I'm a technician. I fix things.
Oh, nice,
now
nice.
They passed my boundary.
Correct.
I greet you guys.
Thank you very much for calling. Very interesting thing that he's... Very interesting point. He says, be legit.
Not they, yes. Be not, smart. Say, I know swagbe.
Now they do swagbe. Now they do swagbe. Out of shine your eyes.
Out of shine it.
Anyway, we have a lot of messages coming in on WhatsApp. Let's just go to those messages quickly and then we'll go back to the phone lines. This one says, what's up, Lagos? Yes, the first thing I would advise anyone in Lagos to do is get slippers and a bag.
Okay.
Because trekking is a sure something. Hey, Chidera from Surulere, thank you so much for your message. This one says, what's up, Lagos? Please, I need the number or social media account of the renewable energy guy that came yesterday. Somebody will get to you and give you that information, okay? Thank you very much. Okay, Muyudin here says, just once you land Lagos, just switch to we die here.
We die here. Right?
Just switch to we die here mode because you are good to go.
Good to
once
go.
You say we die here, they just know that.
Yeah, this person,
one,
no.
It's not all right.
It's not a swag, but it's not a JJC.
Thanks, Muyudin, for your message. This one says, what's up, Lagos? My name is Christian. Just want to say hello to you guys.
Hello, Christian.
How you doing? Okay. This one says, hello, Marianne. What's up, Lagos? My name is Mercy from Lekki. So the traffic on this Lekki Ajah axis is hell crazy.
Okay.
One survival tip I have for employees that have to ply this route on a daily to work is to try and stay back at work from Mondays to Fridays and leave from work home on weekends.
Wow.
That way the traffic jam is decongested and they save themselves the whole stress of facing the terrible traffic on a daily. This is one tip that I think is very important. If you have a friend, if you have someone who lives around work.
He said stay back at work.
Not stay back at work, but maybe somewhere around work. Because which work? Where are you going to sleep?
Okay.
Is he inside the studio?
Because I thought maybe you did not see that part. That's why I had to bring it to your notice.
But anyway, thank you, Mercy, for your message. One last one before we go back to the phone lines. This one says, good morning. What's up, Lagos? My name is Uche, and I came to Lagos 6 months ago without knowing anyone. I had to sleep at Nako Airport before I got accommodated by a church in Ajao Estate. I make one of the best shawarmas in Lagos. Oh, interesting. He said, it's not all Lagos, Africa.
And the world.
And the world. Okay, Baba, pick up yourself. And he says, I'm still looking for an opportunity to do partnership. You must be strong-minded and survive here. Okay. And always ask for help.
Mm.
Well, that's a good tip.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
But now I'm going to go to that thread because it's one of the most interesting threads I've seen in a long time. And they were very, very hilarious. So somebody put up a post saying that if you are in Lagos, what are the rules to surviving in Lagos? Drop them. This should be fun. Okay, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, I'll drop those tips. Okay. We're back. It's still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's a very wet day, if you ask me. And some people had to wade through the waters to get to wherever they're going to. And, you know, a little bit of rain and then the traffic just starts, you know, piling up on the express. But that's not what we're talking about this morning. We're talking about how to survive in Lagos. Lagos 101 survival kit plus plus plus.
Plus plus plus.
I cannot forget that guy. He said, "No, they do swag,
be smart, be brave.
I mean,
we die here." Always remember
Nudie,
that too.
Nudie said, "You don't need anything else. Once you just drop, just have the." We die here, switch up.
Turn on that button. We die here.
So he needs to be installed, I presume. Anyway, let's go to that thread. I told you. I asked a question. For those of us who've lived in Lagos for this long and survived it and did not run away and go back to the village or to some other place. You know, lots of people leave and go back to Abuja and say, you know, I can't stand the insanity of Lagos. We love it. Anyway, so some guy on social media put out a post saying, what are the rules to survive in Lagos? Drop them. And he said, this should be fun. Trust me, it is fun.
Was
fun. So this person says, if you hear Omoba, don't look back because your father is not a king. All right, this other guy says, never press your phone when you're seated close to the window because the phone will leave you.
I'm telling you.
And he said, don't make phone calls on the road. Always walk fast. Your bag should be where your eyes can reach. No day follow anybody's smile. Nobody wants to see your teeth. Avoid lucky girls. Lucky girls. And he said, always pretend to be broke. Bro, find me 1K. Almost. Since yesterday, I never shop.
Boss.
So that's it. That's the first two. I want to hear what your survival tips are. I'm going to give you more as we go. Okay, let me take this last one. This one says, never date a girl from Sri Leary. Why? You will go back to your village with boxers only. It's not me that said it. What's up, Lagos? All right, ladies and gentlemen, join the conversation. How do you survive in Lagos? What would you tell somebody who just got into Lagos and wants to survive?
I've got one.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in Lagos, even if your phone is in your bag, always check. Still check. Keep checking till you get home.
Join the conversation. We'd like to hear your survival tricks and tips for Lagos. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. What's the passcode?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
This village people are really disturbing the network.
What's the passcode?
What's up to Lagos?
What's up, Utono?
You know, I was telling you about that road that is Jora, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's something else. But for the past 3 years, though I was born in Lagos here, I had all my children in. I born all my children in Lagos as well. Yeah.
What is your survival trick? Oh, I'm so sorry. The lines are not really good this morning, but keep trying, keep trying. 01465-7190. Be part of the conversation. But let's quickly go back to some of the messages that are coming in on WhatsApp. Adegoke here from Lekki says, personally, I think it's wrong to call to... Oh, okay, sorry. This is the... I'm sorry. This is the wrong message. It's not for us. This is something from yesterday. Okay, someone says, what's up, Lagos? The traffic last night was artificial. People decided to ignore the traffic lights and block Tikate bus stop and Chisco. I think so. Well, the traffic eased out immediately after Jakonde first gate. I spent 3 hours between the toll gate and Chevron last night. Ahmed Usman, I think you and I both were stuck in the same place because it was madness. Okay, this one says, what's up, Lagos? Omar, to survive in Lagos, you must have some superpowers. Superpowers in the sense that you must be crazy. Or else you guys are the mugu in here, you understand me? Okay, this is from Dan in Ikatu. All right, this is interesting. This one says, okay, Zion, this is not about bad mouthing people from different parts of Lagos.
People called Lekki out now. People called
he's now saying that if you are jiggly girls.
Yes,
well,
now everybody.
Zion,
no.
Stop it. Please, stop it. This one says, what's up, Lagos? My dear sisters, you must tear aisle if you want to survive in Lagos. Lagos traffic now hell on earth. I've been in Lagos since 1984. Make you no say I be elder statesman for Lagos.
We give it to you.
Okay. He says, my survival kits for Lagos are suspect everyone.
Nice.
No slacking.
Okay.
Behave like an agbiru.
Wow.
Avoid poke nosing into another man's wahala or else now your head you go bounce on top.
Wow.
And he says, act like say you know everything. Then don't lazy around or else you beg for food. And he says, make I stop here.
Well, I think that number five, act like you know everything, is something.
Yeah.
Like when you want to take a bike to somewhere and the person, you say you're going to Soso Street. The person now says, don't say, do you know, I don't know the place or something like that.
Don't say, oga, you know, oga, they go,
yanopaja. And when they say 500, you say, wait, since 500, how? It's not 500, Joe.
Ah, Baba, Kini, what was 500?
Even if you don't know. But sometimes it's not really good. You have to sometimes say you don't know the place. So it depends on how you feel, Sha. Because if you get into the bus or the Okada guy and you take it somewhere else, that's not too good.
Where?
We put ourselves in the hand of God at this point.
Somebody says, what's up, Lagos? Honestly, Lagos is for the brave-hearted. Before you enter public bus, you must run. And before reaching the bus stop, you must jump down. Before the bus go stop. Yeah, but you see,
that's the truth.
That's one of the things I found very intriguing in Lagos.
It's a skill you have to
learn. How do you jump onto a moving?
You don't do it with your heels, honey. You know how
did you and Nancy have a meeting? Because Nancy has been talking about my heels.
Well, I mean, if you see how she looks every morning,
I'm a petite girl.
Okay.
I like to feel a little up there than just, you know, low. I'm with you always. No. So please, I love my 6 inches. Thank you.
I'm just saying with your heels, you can't do that.
Hater.
You can't pull that trick.
I'm not even going to jump through a bus because my clothes good here.
Okay.
Okay, well, we're still taking your thoughts. Join the conversation. What's up, Lagos? Hello, good morning. What's the passcode?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life, brother. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning to you. What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Dominion from First Half.
Ah, Dominion. What's going on?
I'm good, dude. So, I wanted to contribute to this topic.
Contribute,
so,
please.
I graduated from the school in Lagos. And...
Sorry about that school tag. Call us back. We'd like to hear from you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Uncle, which Lagos is this? Is this Lagos in Brazil? Because not this my Lagos.
Ah, no.
Oh, yeah. Take some air and then let's go. Oh, yeah.
What's up, Lagos?
We have arrived. Oh, yeah, open the door for him. What's your name and where you calling from? You need to speak up, please, so we can hear you.
All right. I said I'm Prince from Saplaika.
Prince, go ahead.
All right. There are so many tips to survive in Lagos. Yes. But I'll just give you two tips.
Okay.
What have actually been helping me to survive in Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
One,
to say the stuff we call integrity is very important.
Integrity is very important. Is that what you said?
Yes. Uh-huh. Too many people refuse to strike business with you based on how you've not actually complained to them. That's the most important. And the second tip is do not forget the rule number one. That is my one. What's up?
What's up? All right, thank you very much for calling. So he's saying you need to be as straightforward as possible. But you see, that also has to take a special grace. But you know,
for me, it's how he saved his energy to the last. That's what
you
I'm
know.
That's a Lagos survival tip. So save your energy for the last.
Well, don't forget to join the conversation 0700-993-993-993 or 01465-719-0. We'd like to hear from you. Our WhatsApp, on Twitter, and of course, you can be part of the conversation on all our social media handles. But I'm going back to those tips as I saw the thread on social media. I stopped at where he said, never date a rule lyrical because you go home in buzzers. All right. So Larry here says, stay on guard when driving. You're just a minute away from losing your side mirror to one crazy dispatch rider. And he said the rest in Yoruba. And I cannot say it on the radio because it's NTBB. You understand?
All right. Okay.
All right. This one says, be a mad person. One. Squeeze face. There's nothing to smile about in Lagos. As you're using one hand to pay, be using the other hand to collect change instantly. Always hold bottle in your hand. Be inhaling once in a while. Even if you don't smoke it, inhale it. It used to ep. Okay. If you are smart, if you don't get it, forget about it. And this one says, look left, look right before you cross. Even if you say one-way road, you guess why? So, and then, last but not the least, always hold your phone in your hand, not your pocket. Because it's safer. Have small touch of weary because nobody's normal in Lagos.
Yes, sir.
So, to survive, you need that touch. Just a touch.
Just a touch of it.
A sprinkle.
You don't need too much.
Just a sprinkle.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, he says, be smart when boarding a bus. Because when I feel reach 50 for one bus stop, and I only one bus day, so you need to be fast. Girl, I'm not even going to play.
I'm not even joking.
I don't do that.
She got me out when she
I will trek. Because you know, if I remember how much I buy this dress, you want to come and tell.
No, we already established that fact before we even got to this point that you can't be here with us. So don't worry.
Whatever that means. Whatever that means. Anyway, join the conversation. We'd like to hear from you. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Shegun calling from Amu.
All right, go ahead, Shegun.
Yeah, another surviving tip in Lagos is when you are on phone with a girl and you ask her, how are you? And she says, I'm not okay or I'm not fine.
Jackpa.
Don't bother to ask her why. Just run.
My brother, you know these things.
Yeah, there's another one.
Okay,
yeah, always learn to drive with one hand. Yeah,
why?
Because as one hand is on the wheel, the other hand is for waka, for other drivers.
Okay. Why so angry?
No, this is how he survives in Lagos.
Hey.
I have to leave this
guy. That's it.
Okay, thank you for calling. Wow. So you really have to be some sort of a little cray-cray to be able to survive in Lagos.
Did you say a little cray-cray? Because at this point in time, I feel like you have to have a lot of it.
No, you see...
One for
you see, there are different doses.
The
there's single dose, double dose, then...
You know the craze you have for Mondays, right from the one you have for Tuesday and Wednesday? Because
but you know what I noticed? The Monday and Friday craze is on another level.
But then on Saturday and Sunday, we go back to
being posh and party friendly.
Yeah,
you know, and
Uber. You can do Uber with your full chest.
Okay, let's go. What's up, Lagos? All right, turn off the volume of your radio. Please, when you call us, I take God, beg you.
You go local a little bit.
I beg you in the name of God. That's
local,
what I mean.
More local.
I beg. I take God, beg you now. Please, off your radio. All right. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Give us the passcode.
Okay,
open the door now. Oga, open the door. We are not letting you in without the password.
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, I can fly.
Act like you know, man. All right, go ahead. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Chris. I'm calling from Lekki.
All right, go ahead.
That guy that just called her, in fact, she just unlocked one of my passports.
What's your password?
One of my tricks, she just hit one.
I'm so sorry, we have to let you go. Your line is really bad. If you can try calling us back, we would love and appreciate that. But let's go back to the messages because we still have many more. This one says, never take Aboki bike if you don't know the road, because Aboki will never tell you that he doesn't know the place. Baba could not say,
that's why I said, Abby. At that point, there's sometimes I have to say, I don't know the place too. So that's,
I think that person listened to what you said. Okay, more messages. We'd like to take more messages from you. This one says, what's up, Lagos? I survived by doing the following. First, I appropriate my journey management. Okay? Appropriate journey management. Number two, if I must ask questions for any reason from a stranger, I ask from at least three people.
Okay.
You see, the first one is,
the amount of three, what is established.
By the third person, what if the third person confuses you totally?
This is good, yeah.
Because where I come from, I'm sorry.
Please, where are you from?
Guys, I love you. Akwaebe Musonga. Calabar people, I love you, but please do not come after me.
Okay, they'll try.
So, I and my friends went on a road trip from Port Harcourt to Ibono, where you have the beach.
Okay.
And I was just, I was just making fun there. The average Akwaebe person likes to speak English. And we have a very interesting, sweet, sexy accent. I'm not going to say anything other than that.
Yeah, I get it.
Don't quote me.
We get it.
And I said, watch, anybody we ask for directions now is going to be very musical about it. And this is what the guy did. So we just say, welcome, well done, sir. So, please, we want to go to, where is the way to, we're trying to get to Lord Lugard's residence in Ikotabasi. And so we're saying, can you just say, if you go like this, you come turn like this, come go like this, just go enter. If you don't enter like this, just go that right side, like you come turn, boom, that's there, in that place. In my mind, I said, but I greeted you in my language. Why didn't you just say it in my language? Why do you have to say it in English? It was really, and my friends were laughing, and I said, but sometimes, even that direction, you're left confused. Like,
yeah.
If you come go like this, come go like this.
It sounds like a song.
Come turn, come read there, boom. Which side? Anyway, join the conversation. We'd like to hear from you. Ahmed Hussein. Usman, thank you for your message. This one says, what's up, Lagos? Okay. Surviving tips 101. When sitting inside the bus, hold your phone in your hand, not your pocket, because if boys with nylon sits next to you, my brother and sister,
I don't get
your phone
literally.
Is gone.
Is it saying like nylon literally, or what does he mean?
Like a nylon bag.
Okay. That's new. That's the most useful thing I've... Really?
Yeah.
No, I know about not sitting.
We need to take this thing seriously. As fun as it sounds, I think that these are things that we need to watch out for. For security reasons, you don't look left, look right if you're on a one way, because sometimes people drive.
No, I know that one. But sitting
there might be guys who have nylon and they
before.
Take. Because you know the phone will slide into the nylon, no noise.
Oh, no. Pluck. And the next thing they want to highlight, they just go down for the next bus stop. That's all.
He says, when walking in bus stops, always shadow your back and front. Oh, I mean, I'm
your
sure
back,
you say back.
Okay, back and front.
Your back and front, like downfall driver. So just be doing like this. Like say, you don't see person thing. Anyway, we'd like to hear from you. Join the conversation. The phone lines are still open. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Bluetooth mode.
Sorry?
Hello?
What's the passcode?
Hello, Lagos.
No. It's what's up, Lagos. Give me some energy.
Up, Lagos?
Just alive. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Etem from Ikorodu.
Oh, Etem. All right. Go ahead.
So, in Lagos, when you are living here, you have to be belligerent. Be ready to fight any moment.
God, you are just going to cut our ear with Hengli this morning? Oh, God.
I mean to be ready to fight.
We know.
Warrior-like.
Warrior-like.
If two pregnant women could fight over in a bank about the queue, when they were queuing, this one said, I came before you. The other one said, I came before you. Two of them fought.
Two pregnant women.
So what about you, a man? If anybody push you, push that person back.
Wow.
Somebody mistakenly step on you, step on that person back.
Excuse me, sir.
Double.
Excuse me, Atem. Violence.
No.
We do not encourage violence on here.
Yeah.
As much as, you know, the craziness is there, why can't you be a peacemaker? I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Why do you have to fight, sir?
What she said.
Why? Don't push somebody back now.
Even if they match you, match you.
Excuse me, sir. We're trying to advocate for peace on this show. Please.
You wouldn't actually
peace
blame him.
Peace be still.
You wouldn't blame him.
No, but you see, the truth is, violence begets violence. But it's not necessary that you be violent because someone else is violent. You know, if somebody pushes you and you walk away, the person is confused.
Like, is he coming back?
The person is even confused. You slap him and you say, if somebody slaps you, you say, it is well. You walk away. It's not going to come after you.
No, but one thing I've noticed, it happens to me all the time. I've come to realize that if, for example, maybe you're walking on the road and an aggro is rude to you and you say, sorry, he keeps talking. And I feel like he's angry or not replying.
So you walk away.
So one time I was in the market and something I feel like one day maybe you should talk about, why people that sell things in the marketplace always try to harass women, drag you to buy what you don't want to buy. And I'm like, I don't...
This is one of the reasons why I don't go to Lagos Market anymore.
Why? And I just said...
Because I feel like every time I go there, Vetu leaves me and I can't deal. And I don't like people touching me. So just don't do it. So, I mean, I've never... I haven't been there since 2020. We'll never go again.
So sometimes I feel like if you give them back, everything just settles.
But then you stoop to their level. And I don't want to be seen...
Because if you don't stick sometimes, if you don't...
Having
sometime,
a word fight in the market.
I've actually experienced it myself. He kept following me until I turned back and gave it to him.
That's not me, girl. Nah.
I'm just saying.
I'm the peacemaker.
I'm just saying.
All right, back to WhatsApp. This one says, what's up, Lagos? If we want to tell ourselves the truth... okay, sorry. This is not for me. Okay, this one says, use one earpiece. I beg, use one earpiece for what? Okay, I don't get this message. Oh, okay. He says one of the survival skills is to use one earpiece.
Yes.
Can you explain further, please?
So you can hear when a car is coming behind you.
Oh, somebody's creeping
up
on you.
Oh, guy, your phone, or your money just fell. I mean, if you're using two earpieces, how are you going to know?
Oh, that's true.
You're not going to know.
That's true. Mm. All right. Join the conversation. We'd like to hear from you.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life, my brother.
Up, baby.
Ah.
This is Lagos.
This is Lagos.
This is Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
Lagos people know they're fine. Lagos guys, they are very calm guys. That's the truth. The rough guys, they come from that outside. Come, they try to say, I want to fight this other person, and this is how it is in Lagos. No. Be legit, like I said the other time. Be legit.
So no, Lagos people don't fight.
Lane. Stay your lane. Mind your business. All these boys, these guys say push them back. No, they agree to be familiar with the environment. Those guys are always there.
Hmm. Okay, well, thank you very much for your thoughts. We will go for a quick break. And of course, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the light situation. Yes. When was the last time you had light? And if you do have light, how much are you paying? The tariff has tripled. Are you like me? Are you hoving everything when you're not there?
I don't have AC.
If you are not there, you have it.
Oh, you even need light for ACSF.
Yes.
Oh, sorry for the question.
So, what are you doing in terms of the light situation? Because we're going to talk about it right after this little breather. Stay with us.